耶稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两课中，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
芳华向神的仆人问安，欢迎收听晨曦讲座。晨曦讲座周一到周五提供同工学习、进修、培训的内容，让我们对服事有更全面、宏观的眼界，培养自己成为健康工人，建立健康教会。每个礼拜三我们进行的栏目是曾金发牧师的传承跨代的危机与转机。芳华个人非常的喜欢曾牧师的讲道，很受激励，也十分受用。我觉得这个特别讲座很适合传道人、全职侍奉的同工一起来聆听。近期曾牧师分享的主题是传承三大警戒。今天在节目中，他会继续回答在场神学生的疑问。这些问题分别是：牧者错误的理解神的话，会不会带出错误的传承？第二，若领袖领受异象，但同工怕付代价而勉强去做，如何来因应？最后，曾牧师多年的卓越侍奉，面对许多的挑战和转变，如何平衡侍奉和家庭？以下我们一块儿来听。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍？邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听传承跨代的危机与转机。
There are many examples. I just give you one more about what life transference look like.
很多的例子，我再给各位一个。
It's the first time I met Doug Sparks.
这是第一次我碰到这位我的属灵师傅 Doug Sparks.
Because Jim Chiu was the national director, he says my boss like to meet with you.
然后因为 Jim Chiu 是那个他们的地区的主席，他说我的老板要想跟你见面。
So Doug invited me for dinner, my wife and I, and so we went to his house for dinner.
所以 Doug 邀请我跟我太太去他家吃晚饭，我们就去了。
After dinner, Anne and Lydia, Pastor Priscilla Sparks washed the dishes.
所以饭后这两位女士就一起在洗碗。
And Doug and I went for a walk around the neighborhood.
那我跟 Doug 就在他们家附近就散步。
And in the walk, I see him talking to his neighbors.
然后在散步的时候，我看见他跟他邻舍讲话聊天。
And there was a new neighbor who's not yet a Christian.
其中有一个新搬进来的邻居还不是基督徒。
And after greeting him for a while, he said, "You wait for a while." He went home to take his tract and he shared it with his neighbor.
跟他打完招呼寒暄几句之后，他就回家把福音单张拿过去跟他分享。
I actually saw him doing evangelism, as a lifestyle.
然后我亲眼看见他的生活方式就是在这边 传福音。
He did not tell me evangelism is important for Bible college student. You must do evangelism. He showed me by his example.
他没有用嘴巴跟我说，作为一个神学生，这个传福音是你应该做的责任。他自己以身作则给我看。
After talking to his neighbor, we walk along. He says, "So, what do you learn from your quiet time recently?"
散步之后，他就跟我说，你在灵修的时候，你学到什么
？I was so glad I did my quiet time that day.
我很高兴那天我有灵修。
So I shared him, "Oh, it's from Genesis chapter 12, the call of Abraham."
所以我跟他分享就是创世纪十二章，亚伯拉罕的呼召。
He took me from the call of Abraham to Genesis, from Genesis 12, all the way to Revelations to look at the different covenants of God and the faithfulness of God.
那在这个分享过程中呢，他把我从创世纪十二章一直带到启示录，一直分享历世历代神跟人所立的约。
It was the first time I did Bible study without the Bible.
第一次我查经不需要用圣经。
The feeling was like an Emmaus road walk when he opened up the scriptures.
这个好像在以马忤斯路上突然间眼睛给打开一样。
So at the end, I asked him, Doug, how many verses have you memorized?
所以我就问他说，你到底背了多少节圣经？
He struck his shoulders and said, oh, about a couple of thousand.
他耸耸肩，他说几千句，几千句吧。
That inspired me.
这个使得我非常的震惊。
That's life transference.
这个就是生命影响生命。
Life upon life.
生命接触生命。
So my encouragement is go live the life.
所以我的被鼓励是去过这样一个生活。
There will be ups and downs.
当然一定会有高高低低。
But we learn from both the ups and downs.
可是我们从高跟低中间都学习到功课。
Then we apply the word of God in the ups and downs.
所以我们在高潮低潮的时候仍然应用神的话语。
We reap the benefits and we pass it on.
我们得到的好处我们把它传出去。
These are the principles that makes a difference between merely knowledge transfer and activities.
这些就是使得不单只是传递知识而带出真正影响的基本原则。
Third question.
第三个问题。如果牧者或会有理解错神的话，会不会带出不适合甚至错误的传承？
The answer is yes. Next question.
答案是对，下一个问题。
We will all misinterpret scripture one point or another.
我们一定会有机会解错读错神的话。
C.S. Lewis said there are no one with a monopoly of truth.
C.S. 这个鲁伊斯说没有一个人独占了真理。
That's why in hermeneutics interpreting a scripture we need one another as a hermeneutical community.
这是为什么我们解释圣经呢？需要一个群体互相帮忙。
In the fundamental doctrines of the faith, we must all agree.
在信仰的最基本原则上面，我们应该大家都一致。
Jesus is the Son of God who died and rose again. We must all agree.
耶稣是神的儿子，为我们死而复活，这是我们所有人都承认的。
But there are other nuances of Scripture we don't really know. Different commentators have different views. We agree to disagree.
可是你们有很多的细节，不同的解经家有不同的意见，我们需要在体会到别人的不同意中，我们仍然和平共处。
But we don't go around challenging one another.
我们不应该去挑战别人的看法。
We just share and learn from one another.
我们应该是彼此分享，彼此学习。
So that when we pass on for one another, sometimes even if we pass on wrong interpretation over time as we mature, we learn together.
所以即使我们在传承中间，我们犯了一些错误，把一些错误的信息传递下去，可是我们慢慢成熟，我们就知道，因此我们可以从我们的错误中学习。
Let me give you an example of a common misinterpretation of the most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16.
我跟各位分享一个约翰福音三章十六节一个最为人家误解的一种解释。
Every Christian will be familiar with John 3:16.
所有信徒都熟悉三章十六节的经文。
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
In the English word, so, S-O, is a small word. Question, what does so love the world mean?
然后在英文的翻译中间有一个 so, 因此。这个很小小的一个字。
So we say God so loved the world. He loved the world so much. He gave his only begotten son.
所以在英文的表达里面说神那么爱世界，所以他把他独生子给他们，可以这样说来读。
That's a common interpretation of John 3:16.
这个是一个很普通对三章十六节的解释。
But that's not the meaning of the Greek text.
可是希腊文原文不是这个意思。
The Greek word is houtos, H-O-U-T-O-S.
希腊文就是 houtos。
And houtos is translated likewise or in the same way.
然后 houtos 可以翻译成为同样的，用同一个办法，同一个原则。
The same word is used in John 3:14.
这个字在三章十四节出现。
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so houtos, in the same way, must the Son of Man be lifted up.
当摩西在旷野举蛇，同样的。耶稣也被举起来。
For God, houtos loved the world, God likewise loved the world.
所以上帝爱世人，这个上帝同样的爱世人。
When Nicodemus heard that, he immediately knew, this is Numbers 21.
他马上就想到说这是民数记里面的经文。
Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness.
所以摩西在旷野举蛇。
But his theological circuits were blown when Jesus said, God who tossed, likewise loved the whole world, he gave his son.
然后可是他的神学就被挑战了。如果耶稣也同样，神也同样的爱世人，把耶稣举起来。
The contrast is staggering.
所以这一个对比是相当让人惊讶的。
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, Numbers chapter 21.
如同民数记二十一章，摩西在旷野把蛇举起来。
For the children in Israel in the wilderness.
对着那些以色列人的子民举起来。
Likewise, who tossed must the Son of Man be lifted up?
如同那样子，人子也要被举起来。
But the Son of Man lifted up in verse 14 is not for the Jews.But in verse 16, it's for the whole world.
可是在14节里面，人子被举起来，不是为了犹太人，而是为所有的世人。
So verse 14, the serpent was lifted up for the Jews, but verse 16, the son was lifted up for the whole world.
所以14节里面所讲的，蛇为了犹太人举起来，在下一节里面所讲的，人子为世上所有人被举起来。
It shows the heart of God for the lost in the whole world.
这个就让我们看见神对普世世上灵魂的心。
That just as God loved the Jews, God also loved the Gentiles and the whole world.
所以神不只爱犹太人，也爱外邦人跟所有世人。
And it's in the one Greek word used, "houtos." Likewise,
就是一个希腊文的字 "houtos."
After I taught that in my congregation, one church member.Came to me and say, Pastor, this is so important. Why don't we have more pastors teach like that?
然后我教完这个之后，我会中中有一个人就跟我说，牧师啊，这个实在太重要。为什么不是所有牧师都在教、这个、
？Why don't you go to the seminary or the pastors' conference and tell them this important truth?
为什么你不去所有的神学院里面告诉这些牧者这个那么重要的真理
？I say, well, when I look at my calling card, it's not Junior Holy Spirit.
然后我看看我的这个名片，我不是圣灵。
In other words, our role is not go around to correct one another in Greek and Hebrew.
所以我们的责任，我们的角色不是走来走去告诉人家、更正人家说这个原文是什么。
Our role is to love one another in the truth and encourage each other to walk in the truth.
我们的角色是在真理中彼此相爱，彼此鼓励。
When it comes to interpretation, there are some parts I'm wrong, some parts you're wrong. We learn from one another.
然后在圣经的解释上面，有的人会是这样，有的人会那样。可是我们要学习彼此相爱。
That's why your seminary education is so important.
这是为什么神学院的教育那么重要。
I was asked, hey, with the internet now, you can ask anything, including AI. Why do we need theological education?
我说现在这个网络时代，我们什么东西都可以在网络答找到答案，甚至 AI 可以回答。
I say if pastors don't have theological education, how do they know what they read in the internet is true or false?
那我就说，那如果牧师没有受过神学教育，他怎么知道他读的东西是对的呢？
So when it comes to interpretation, we come humbly to one another, humbly towards God, that we might learn together as a theological community, as a hermeneutical community.
所以我们作为一个神学的群体，或者说一个解经的群体，我们需要带着一个谦卑的心，在那边向神、向彼此学习。
But the most important question is not do you have the right interpretation.
最重要的问题不是说你的解释是否正确。
The most important question is are you living aright and are you loving aright.
你真正的问题是你是否活得正确，你是否爱得正确。
Otherwise, you can be like a gun rifle barrel. You can be straight as a barrel, but equally empty.
否则的话，你就会变成好像鸣了锣响的靶一样。
One more point.
再一点。
When the Apostle Peter speak about empty knowledge,
彼得说这个虚空的言语、虚幻的知识。
What is empty knowledge?
什么是虚空的知识？
This is the context of what he says.
这个是他说话的上下文。
Could you turn to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3?
彼得后书第一章第三节。
Could you read that portion?
Okay. 在彼得后书第一章第三节，我为各位来读蛮长的一段经文。神的神能已经将一切关乎生命和 前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德造我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。因着缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心又加上德性，有了德性加上知识，有了知识又加上节制，有了节制加上忍耐，有了忍耐又加上前进，有了前进又加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们主耶稣基督上不至于显懒不结果子了。人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处，忘了他旧日罪已经得了洁净。所以在这里所讲的，彼得所讲的是，这也是真正的知识。那他所说的真正意思，不是跟虚假的知识，来对比。
The true knowledge, the opposite is not just false knowledge.
所以真知识的对比不是假知识。
In this context, is empty knowledge.
而是空泛的知识
，fruitless knowledge，
没有果效的知识
，because it's knowledge that is not applied，
因为那个是不能用出来的知识。
The context is these magnificent promises of God is to give us hope that Christianity is possible。
所以彼得在这里讲那么辉煌的一个经文里面，就是给我们盼望，在基督里面有的盼望。
When we practice it，
当我们如此行的时候，我们就看见。
So two kinds of things we have to be careful of: false knowledge and empty knowledge.
所以两个事情我们必须要小心，错的、假的知识跟空洞的知识。
False knowledge is heresy. Empty knowledge is when we don't practice the knowledge.
假的知识就是异端，然后空泛的知识就是我们没有行出来。
So I'm not concerned about pastors and congregation misinterpreting the scriptures because we all do at one point or another.
我不会太担心说，牧者或者说带门徒的人有时候解错圣经，因为我们多多少少都会犯一些错误。
I'm only concerned if they misinterpret the scriptures or the fundamental doctrines of the faith.
我比较关心的是一些最根本的信仰的经文上面我们是解错了。
But the more important concern I have is whatever knowledge we have, we apply them so it is not empty knowledge.
可是我另外一个关怀就是说，是不是一种空泛的知识，以致我们虽然知道却没有行出来，所以它是空泛、空洞的。
And over time, study and a community, we learn more and more how to interpret the scriptures.
就作为一个群体，我们一起来学习的时候，我们会慢慢越学越好。
Next question.
下一个问题，第四个问题。若是你从神领受的意象，你的同工因为怕付代价而勉强去做，或是不同意你的意象，你会怎么应对？请提供一些具体的建议。
A lot about leadership is building relationship.
关于领导力，很大部分是在建立关系。
When the relationship is sound, we can disagree, but we can still agree to grow.And walk together, serve together.
当关系够扎实的时候，我们就能够在大家有差异中，仍然彼此相爱，一起成长，一起往前行。
So if we grow in leadership competence and we develop the leadership responsibility and relationship meaningfully, we are able to share the vision and move one step at a time along.
所以如果我们在领导力上面一起成长，建立起比较坚实的关系，我们就可以在分享意向中大家彼此一起同行。
So we learn how to dialogue with one another.
我们在这个过程中学习怎么样互相对话。
We learn how to seek the Lord together for his leading and his will.
我们学习如何一起寻求主的带领，跟随他。
We learn how to clarify the vision together.
我们学习如何一起来把意向理清。
But what compromises the leadership vision is when we are weak in leadership and we don't know it, or we are not able to develop our leadership.
在这个中间最比较麻烦的是，当我们有意向，可是却在领导力很薄弱的时候，我们不知道如何来带领，如何来走的时候，就会比较容易有问题。
And when we don't grow in the skill and capital of leadership, it's very hard to lead people to the vision God has given to us.
另外，我们如果在领导的技巧上面没有成长、没有学习，我们也很难带领别人一起来 来成长。
So you grow in leadership capital, which is leadership knowledge and leadership skills.
所以你在领导力的资本上面来成长，就是领导力的技巧跟领导力的知识上面成长。
But you also learn to grow in leadership capacity, which is emotional capacity and strength.
可是另外一方面，在领导力的量上面，我们也学习成长，就是说我们的情感的力量。
No use having the capital of leadership where you have leadership skill and knowledge, but you cannot take criticism, and because of criticism, you get discouraged.
所以比如说你有领导力的资本，有知识，有技巧，可是你的情感度量不够，没有办法吸收人家的批评，你也没办法。
Because every leader, without exception, will be criticized.
因为任何一个领袖，几乎没有例外，一定会被批评。
I tell senior pastors that there are three core competencies we senior pastors must have.
有三样核心的能力，任何的主任牧师需要有的。
The first is the ability to teach and preach the word of God.
第一个是有能力去教导跟传讲神的话语。
The second is the ability to shepherd the people of God, to mentor them, encourage them.
第二个是有能力去牧养，去带领他们。
To shepherd them,
去牧养他们。
The third is to lead them.
第三是去带领他们。
Now here's the interesting thing.
接下来这个比较有趣。
If you do well as a preacher,
如果你在传讲上面你做得很好
，your congregation will come to you and say, "Oh, pastor, the preaching was very good. Thank you so much."
那你的会众会跟你说啊，牧师，你讲到真是精彩，谢谢你啊。
If you shepherd the people well,
如果你牧养得好。
You visit them in the hospital, you comfort them in their problems.
你去医院探访他们，他们有困难的时候，你安慰他们。
They'll come to you and say, "Oh, Pastor, you are wonderful shepherd. Thank you very much."
那你的会众会说，哦，牧者，你真牧师，你真是一个好的牧人，谢谢你。
But if you lead the people well,
可是第三个，当你带领的好
，they will go, "Who do you think you are?"
他们就会说，你是谁啊
？How come you're leading us in this direction?
为什么你带我们走这个方向？
What's his vision all about?
那个意象是怎么回事
？You see the difference?
你看到这个差异吗
？In the realm of leadership, very often in answering God's call, we have to lead them to outside their comfort zone.
然后，因为在神的引领之下，很多时候我们必须要带人离开他们的舒适圈。
We know we will be criticized.
因此，我们知道我们一定会被批评。
So we build a team so that in the leadership team there is resonance and buy-in to this vision.
所以我们需要建立一个团队，在这个领导的团队中间，我们彼此能够一同分享同样的意向。
And if there's no resonance or buy-in to that vision,
如果没有大家一起共同拥有这个意向
，we bring it to the Lord and ask Him to help.
那我们就把这个问题带到主面前，请主帮助。
Or ask Him to clarify for us because we may have listened wrongly.
然后或许跟求主帮助我们理清，也许我们有听错了。
Or ask him to help us in the lessons we need to learn in order to draw people to the vision he has given to us.
或者说求主教导我们功课，好让我们学会这个功课，能够把别人带进来。
You use it as a tuition fee to grow in leadership.
这个就是我们在领导中间学习要付的学费。
You don't get discouraged because leading doesn't get easier.
因为带领不会容易的，一定会被会失望的。
So take it one step at a time and keep on growing.
所以每一次一小步一小步慢慢成长。
Next question.
下一个问题，第五个问题。牧师在小组教会服侍了20年后，神的带领打开了许多扇门。请问牧师在神的带领下是如何面对转变变化的挣扎呢？家庭如何因应这种变化？
It is about time, T-I-M-E.
这是一个字 T-I-M-E.
It is giving time to my family as we go through the seasons together.
这个关键就是说给他们时间，作为一个家庭给他们时间一起走过这个季节。
I return on Thursday. Friday, I go to the hospital for my MRI. Saturday, I have time with my daughter. Sunday, I'm flying to the United States.
所以我礼拜四飞回去，礼拜五去医院做检查，跟着我就需要跟我的孩子们在一起，有时间在相处，然后周末再飞去美国。
It's a very packed schedule.
很紧凑的时间表。
But my daughter and I are looking forward to our Saturday date together.
可是我女儿跟我都非常期待礼拜六我们在一起。
How do I know we are looking forward to it?
我怎么知道我们都期待这样一个 聚集?
Because this father and daughter date did not start recently. It started when they were very, very young, like 2-3 years old.
因为这个父亲跟女儿的时间不是最近才开始的，从他们非常年小的时候就已经开始，很多年一直在做。
When my daughter was 18 years old, she came to me and said, Daddy, we have 28 more.
然后当他18岁的时候他跑来跟我说爸爸我们还有28次上
下 I said darling 28 more what
他说28次什么
She smiled and said 28 more father and daughter time this year
他说今年上下28次父亲跟女儿的时间
How does she know
他怎么知道
Because in my kitchen we have a calendar for my whole year and my trips and before trip and after trip we have father and daughter times
所以在我的厨房中间有一个行事历把我的所有出去的都写在上面在每一次旅行中间我们一定有妇女的时间
It's planned 1 year in advance
一整年之前已经计划好
And nothing compromises our father-daughter time
没有任何时间会影响我们的妇女时间
So one day there was a well-renowned Christian leader who came to Singapore and said Can we have a meal together?
有一次有一个非常有名的讲员来到新加坡跟我说我们能不能一起吃顿饭
He said my time is very tight in Singapore I have only this time reserved for you Let's have dinner together
他说我在新加坡时间非常短 很密只有今天有这个时间有时间跟你吃饭
I say I love to meet you But I'm sorry this is my father and daughter time with my daughter
我就跟他说我非常喜欢跟你在一起可是呢因为这是我父女时间对不起不行
So I went to my daughter and said, hey, there's this world-renowned Christian leader whom she knows as well, wants to meet me for dinner. Would you like to join us?
然后我就跑去跟我女儿说，你知道有这个有名讲员，她也知道这个人。她说要跟我吃饭，你要不要跟我们一起吃饭
？My daughter loves him, so he go, yeah, of course, we'll do that together.
我女儿非常崇拜这个人，她说，哦，当然好啊，一起去吃饭。
So I said to this friend, I'll come with my daughter for dinner with you.
所以我跟他说，那我跟我女儿一起来跟你吃饭。
It's part of our father and daughter time.
仍然是父女的时间。
In other words, my father and daughter time is more important than anything else.
换句话说，我的父女时间比其他事情都重要。
We go through the seasons of life with those obligations.
我们人生经过不同的阶段，不同的责任。
So that no matter how busy I am, I'm looking forward to Saturday with her.
可是无论我多么忙，我仍然非常期待周末跟她在一起。
It's spelled time. Make that time.
所以这个回应就是说时间，为他们定时间。
And make that time special.
让这个时间对他们来讲是特别的时间。
And through that, we walk through the seasons of life and ministry together.
这样子我们才能够一起走过人生的起伏。
您所收听的节目是晨曦讲座，我是芳华。从曾牧师回答神学生的问题当中，您可以听到除了教导，也有他实际生命的经历，可以说是有道又有生命的神的仆人。欢迎您分享晨曦讲座这个节目给需要的主内肢体，让我们在真道上造就自己，成为许多人的祝福。感谢您的收听，愿神坚立我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工，愿神坚立。下回再会。
愿你荣耀。Thank you.